Welcome back to the Bar Live Barcast, the podcast that probably won't last. It's your boy Shaw Live, aka Shaw the God, aka Shaw be making mistakes on that dang old audio in the video every week, but he still gonna go behind his neck.
Yeah, Allie, put that shit to your boy L. Dottie. What's happening, everybody? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, hardworking L. Dottie. We out here again, still grinding, still getting it. You know what I mean? And we about to try to get canceled another week. They let us come back. We're going to try to get out of here again. Yeah.
We are not trying to get canceled. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Juicy, here for another episode of the Bar Live Podcast. And we're here.
We just gonna jump straight into the drink of the day. In which I got some Luna juice.
Okay. Tequila.
And I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna struggle getting back in the groove of things after spring break.
Okay.
So don't tell nobody. That's how we doing it this week.
Oh shit! Oh, like that.
Yeah.
The struggle. It's been a struggle for real, for real.
Yes, sir. So, the drink of the day on my end is Unizu out the bottle. Like, don't even waste no time going to get a cup. I'm not going to say I had to just do that anyway because I have a cup around me. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You want to get the bottle. Yeah.
Hey, man, sometimes all you need is the bottle, man. I ain't drinking shit but water, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the H2O diet up there. Yeah, man, I'm drinking water, man. I ain't drinking nothing right now.
You better not be drinking that right now.
Nah. What you drinking, Jer?
It's been a struggle for me too. I got that teleport.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Turn up.
Not with the pasta.
One glass.
Just one glass.
One. I gotta work tomorrow.
Just one.
Okay.
All right. Well, I wouldn't be riding unless we went into our block. Oh, this week for my blackout, I want to shout out High Star ENT. Actually, we've been invited once again to come and be a part of the HBCU alumni game that Dr. Jocelyn Buford, he puts on each year. It was amazing to be down there to catch the action because it wasn't just like just some old dudes playing pickup. Like, it was some good basketball being played by individuals representing their college, not to mention that, you know, we beat Fayetteville State. John C. Smith University with a 5-man team. But, you know, check that out. Juneteenth weekend, Columbia, South Carolina, High Star ENT.
Okay.
Yep.
This week, I'm shouting out the Burn Pit. Y'all, Bernard, we asked him to give us a 600-calorie workout. He murdered us, okay? So I'm recuperating right now. But shout out to the Burn Pit. Hit him up. He do virtual workouts too. Oh, I'm done.
That was an accident, Jared. Finger slip.
All right, so for my blackout, I'm going to shout out the boys over there at Glory Real Estate, man. They out there doing their real estate thing, you know, flipping a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Wholesaling a little bit, man. And, you know, they just doing their thing out there. So shout out to the young black guys in the real estate field.
Well, all right.
What we got
going on this week?
For real, because what y'all got going on? Larry, what's up?
Hell, Dolly, what's up?
Like, for real.
What you know? What you know, dude?
If we going up with anything that I put in here, I mean, I just these are random things. I've been listening to a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, over the week. And these are just random things that I thought I should bring, you know what I'm saying, to the bar. You know,
pretty much.
Yeah. So I think the first one, we're going to go ahead and get into the heavy stuff. I heard this debate being had, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to say, you know, that I think that we should start having a very open and honest conversations with our friends over there in the community. And when I say the community, I mean the LGBTQ and other letters community. So I'm cutting out.
Oh no, we can hear you.
Oh, you getting me live?
Definitely trying to get busy. Go ahead.
Hey, so you know what I'm saying? This is what I think. This is what I feel. I feel like there's this strife or this lingering kind of misunderstanding between, you know, us and the community, because I feel like they don't want nobody to get no full understanding of anything. And I think that they just don't want to deal with the blowback that comes with believing in something. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who believes in something and believes it strong and wholeheartedly are going to have people who just don't agree with them, who might, you know, understand, you know, but might not agree all the way. People who going to make jokes, people who going to do all kinds of shit. And I just feel like it's unfair to ask for certain things and not want to give a full understanding to those who's trying to understand. So, and I know we should probably bring somebody within the community to the show one day and, you know, probably get a real dialogue going on. But my question that I'm bringing to the bar is not asked, but I'm bringing to the bar is, are trans women women? Question mark.
Huh?
Trans women,
are
they women?
Are you hearing me now?
Oh no, you breaking up now, and I think it's a good time for you to start
exactly.
Breaking up.
Exactly. Look at God. Won't he do it?
Oh no. I think we got canceled this week, Jericho.
Sounds like
I think this is it.
I mean,
they don't want us to do it. They trying to get us back. I ain't even say that yet.
You getting there.
Hey, I don't know what last thing y'all heard, but the question is, are trans women women? Question mark. And I'm gonna be
look at them. They go God again. We don't want to get canceled, Lord. We don't want to get canceled. We appreciate you for breaking up Larry's signal because clearly.
Oh no. So y'all didn't hear me. Are trans women women? Are trans women women? Women. Y'all can't hear me, bro.
I don't want you to discuss this. Why don't you get it?
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, okay, my bad.
I can hear you.
Move on.
Oh, okay. So why can't nobody answer the question, dog?
Oh, I got you.
You don't know.
Oh, okay.
Trans women.
So, this is my question.
Well, that don't mean you can't identify whether it's a woman. Ain't you a woman, Jack?
Yes, but what I'm telling you is, they want to identify themselves as. If they're trans women, so obviously they want to be a woman. You call them a woman.
You can't hear me,
it ain't, I don't think it's that simple, dog.
No. Listen. This is what it is. So, So I think this is just my personal opinion, and I'm not saying that this is right. I'm definitely not gonna say that it's wrong, because shoot, it is what it is.
Move on.
Yeah.
Next one.
Hold up, I got a thought on this, but I don't. I mean, Larry, that got us canceled. Larry, that got us canceled. So I'm gonna just go.
All right. No, no, he did not get us canceled yet.
Yes, he did. They need to have like a letter on them.
No.
Hold up, time out. Hold on. Not like not the Scarlet. Not the Scarlet letter. No. Listen. All of the letters represent a certain type of...
No.
So, well, what does the letter represent? It's a whole LGBTQ that's plus. Huh?
Okay, finish your statement. They need to have a letter where?
Somewhere to identify... Where? Who they are.
Where, Rashad? You're not wearing no letter.
Because I'm a boy, Damon.
Okay, but that don't mean that it look like a boy and don't identify as something else. You leave it.
No. But listen, I was born as one. I don't think that that's fair to another person that does not even know. So think about this, Jerrica. You're a person, just say that you're a guy and you're against all this stuff, right? But you meet this person. And you don't know that this person is trans or whatever. You just think that, hey, look like one, so it must be. But obviously, that's not a regular woman, because it's a trans woman. If there was no difference, the trans wouldn't be in front of it. And that's not to disrespect anybody. Okay. So I'm just saying that to be able to identify, I think other people have the right to know. And if that's not something that they're into, I don't think that they should be.
It's a window, like, right, to know when you meet them or if y'all go to like.
That's why they gotta wear something, Jerrica. Everybody should know. What are you talking about? You missed that part. They should all have letters. We should all have letters on. I'm going to
So what letter you going to wear?
S.
For so straight.
We all are already on the same page.
Yes. S for straight. Yes. I agree with that. Hey, Jericho, I'm going to say you. I don't see nothing wrong with that either.
It's okay for them to label themselves with letters, but not everyone else.
Okay. Maybe they should. Maybe they should have us put them on our licenses. You should have like a little letter in the corner.
Let me see your license.
Yeah, let me see your license. Identify yourself. No. I got to know.
That might be something. Or maybe they have like a little card where they have to, something. They gotta have to be able to tell people that. Because,
Jericho. Hold on, Shad, Jericho. So let me get this right. Are you saying that a trans person should not tell somebody? Okay, let's say that it's somebody that
trans person.
There's an attraction there. But let's say it's a straight male. It's a straight male, right? And he's attracted to this trans woman, but not knowing that it's a trans woman. But you know, they did the everything so good that you can't really tell. You're saying that a trans person, they should, you know, the makeup, the surgery, the lashes, the BBL, you know, all that shit. So you're saying to me that a trans person should not disclose that they are trans.
What I'm telling you is, you said that if they are attracted to them, I asked you, what do you mean in what context? Because if you're just walking around and you meet somebody and y'all cool, it don't matter what they are until you get to know them and you see that you want something there. Okay, I'm attracted to you.
I'm not saying you can't be not be friends with a trans person. I'm talking about relationship wise.
There's an attraction there. Yeah. Not that there's not just a regular friendship.
Okay. If you are dating or you're talking to somebody, like y'all are cool, you just meet them, you just randomly like, hey, let me see your card, like that determine whether or not
that's not what I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about like just because you got a T on, don't make it that I just need you to know that S's in my world, S's don't mess with T's and T's don't mess with S's. It's like Aladdin and Princess Jasmine. It's like, it's just, we don't mix letters.
Because if you're an S and you mess with a T, I don't think that necessarily means you're an S anymore.
I'm with him with T.
Okay. Y'all going left.
That's right.
In this topic, it doesn't matter which way we go. All these letters, it don't matter which way we go. We go whatever way we go.
All right, where you want them to put the letter in, Shaw? Because you can't go around asking for people.
Hold on, time out. Let me see.
The bottom left-hand corner.
I'm going to tell you exactly. Yep.
It should be where the real ID star at. It should be in the middle of the ID star or the real ID star.
Okay, so if they decided they want to be straight again, like, what you get a new ID?
And see, that's another thing, man. Like, the flip-flop of this, man. Like, that's what makes the whole thing so misunderstanding. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you have the ability to, you know, go back and forth like that, man? Like, that's more confusing. That's more confusing.
Experiment.
People get to do what
they want. What you say, Jack?
It's America. People get to do what they want.
And that's a fact. And what I'm saying is, in the midst of you doing what you want, right? And Shad, you got a point there too. People can do what they want. Just because I had the ability to go rob a bank don't mean I should. But that's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is, if you decide to make a life-altering, life-changing decision, such as becoming a trans person, trans woman, or trans man, I feel like it should then at that point, because there are a lot of people who can't really tell the difference on some people. You know what I'm saying? On some trans people. Like, some people be, like, pointing out, and then they be like, yeah, like, that's a woman. And then come to find out, it's a trans guy the whole time. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if you're going to commit to that decision that you made, the very least you can do is be honest and upfront about the decision you have made. Because if you are a guy that don't like trans women and you come to find out when it's too late, that's a trans woman, you don't put yourself in danger as the trans woman. And can you really blame the man if you didn't, you know? Can you really blame the man if you didn't disclose that you are a trans? You put your safety at risk by not disclosing what it is that you are.
Boy, you just went all the way in there. But did you have a Trans Am running this weekend or something? You sound like somebody
else. Nah, dog. Nah, dog.
You know, this ain't even.
Hey, look, bro. Look, bro, I actually this is a conversation that came up on Sunday, and I've heard it in multiple like podcasts and stuff being talked about, and I thought it was an interesting point. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was an interesting thing that a lot of people like Jerrica want to shy away from. But I think the issue is such a real issue because it's becoming more and more apparent that there are transsexuals in the world today. And I feel like if you're going to be a transsexual in the world and you have gotten to the point to where it's hard to decipher physically looking at you off of a glance, whether you are a woman or a man, you need to be able to disclose that, because a man who has a physical attraction to you thinking that you're a woman might be upset later down the line finding out that you're a man. Now, me personally, if I have to question whether you're a man or a woman, I just move on. I ain't about to play the game. I ain't about to play the guessing game, dog.
There's one thing that you said that stuck out to me.
What's that?
Because you said that Jarrett's are hiding from me. You solidify you an ass. I said I'm an ass.
Yeah, Jericho, what's your letter? You didn't say nothing.
What's your letter?
What's your letter?
What's your letter?
I'm gonna pick Bo.
We gotta wait until they start scarlet lettering, y'all.
Don't call me tonight.
Are they gonna give you a P?
A P.
What the P stand for? I ain't even got that letter. That's new. What that is?
I got the whole letter out there.
Oh yeah, because they do pick up a new letter every day, goddamn.
That's the preacher's wife.
I definitely know I heard you've been investing in the Lord a lot lately too, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think
we answered the question though, bro.
Yes.
Are trans women women?
No, they're not. We're all in agreement, right?
They're not women. Trans women are not women.
Trans women are not women solely because before you say woman, you have to say trans. That automatically makes that person something different than a woman.
Okay, so in my opinion, trans women are not women because they don't have... Oh, hello.
Damn. Watch out. That might be one of them.
Oh, yeah. I'm tripping, y'all. Nah, but trans women are not women solely because they do not have a biological vagina or ovaries, and they cannot reproduce children.
There ain't no version of a woman.
Nah, they're a trans woman.
Yes, they are. And I feel like I need to let it go. Next subject. Let's talk about your name.
Oh, it's all on me today, huh?
The next question was, is the jab the cause?
Oh, you can't say that out loud, dog. You can't say that out loud, bro. You got to call it something else. You're trying to get canceled for real. Hey, bro, you can't do that. Nah, bro, you can't. Okay, it's the cause of
all the sickly people and untimely death. Larry is frozen, and he look like he having the time of his life at that gas station. So we just gonna leave him up there frozen.
Right.
But that's the question, Jerrica. Jim C., is the jab the cause of all the sickly people and untimely deaths?
I'm going to be real. I think it can be, because due to personal experiences, I feel as though people put a lot of work into their job, especially when they want to excel or perform well to get to the next level. And I feel as though I've had experience with a family member who has worked so hard recently, that they've kind of run themselves into a position where their body just like, I can't take it no more. And I feel like if you don't recognize that and realize that you need to take a break, if your body just continues to go and you don't think about that self-care, I feel like it can cause you to just deplete, like you're done. You have no more left to give. And sometimes some people just don't notice it. They really don't notice it. But that's when it's important for you to, you know, take that time. Like, let me tell you, this person got over 200 hours of sick time or time, just vacation time in general, and not using this time. You're working so hard. You're doing so much. But y'all make sure y'all taking care of yourselves. Like, take that time for yourself. The job, it'll be there when you come back. So definitely take care of yourself. Get that needle up there. I don't like needles.
Well, Jerry Juicy, that's the jab.
I know. But
the jab is the COVID-19 shot. Yeah, they were talking about that. They saying that, you know, people be getting sick and stuff because of that. And they talked, somebody said Jamie Foxx was sick or something. Like, well, I don't know.
You said the jab.
The jab, the COVID shot.
I don't trust none of that no more. I got that one and I'm done.
I didn't get none.
Ugh, I bet.
Still kicking. Allergies be crazy.
That right there, I'm not getting that.
What, the COVID-19 shot?
I'm not getting any more of them.
Well, you done got one.
One. I said one. I got one to keep my job.
Well, but you might be infected. Are you a zombie?
No.
You sure?
My bad, y'all.
How many fingers are holding up?
Hell, Daddy, you got the jab?
Hell no, I ain't get that bullshit.
Jericho, how many fingers I'm holding up?
Bouncing no damn fingers. Stop playing with me.
Oh, shit, because he holding up at least three. He holding up at least three. Jericho, you wilding now. Hell no, I did not take that bullshit. Does anybody know the requirements of creating the vaccine? The timeline that it takes for a vaccine to be created?
I mean, apparently it can change. The timeline can change. I don't know.
No. The timeline can't change. The timeline can't change. They changed the timeline.
There you go.
Yeah, they did. The timeline ain't changed. It takes years for a vaccine to become, you know, tried, tested, and approved to put onto the market. They created this vaccine They created this shit in like 8 months or something. You know what I'm saying? In 8 months or something like that. And you trying to tell me I'm about to put that book? When was the last time the government done anything to the benefit of us? You know what? When they offering you weed to take some shit, you need to question it.
Who offered you weed during the pandemic?
I know, ain't nobody offered me weed, but they was offering niggas weed and shit. They was offering niggas weed. They was offering niggas money. Bro, I am not playing. Boy, if I could Google that shit right
now. That's why they had to stop it, because they was giving people money.
Yeah, they was giving people money. They was giving people food. They was offering people weed and weed legal states. Bro, I'm trying to tell you, bro, I was on this, dog. They was doing all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you. Ain't nobody offer me weed, because I ain't taking that shit. But they was offering people weed, not me. But you know, if they would have offered me weed, I'd have been like, "What kind of weed that is? Let me see.
What kind of weed?
Let me see it." Nah, bro, that look like CBD to me, nigga. Man, you can't fool me.
Well, you know what? If we ain't be canceled by now, you keep taking this down.
Oh yeah, nah. This show ain't gonna make it. This show ain't gonna make it right here.
We did this one for fun.
No, why?
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck. The reason why I came up with that question because I feel like there are a lot of people, you know, personally, whether it's from a degree of separation or whether it's a celebrity, an athlete, there are a lot of people who are coming up with health issues, you know, with them being young and in shape. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like there has to be a cause to that. And the only thing that I can think of that happened globally, you know what I'm saying, to where a lot of people would be suffering from it, is the shinoid they put in your arm if you took it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that we have yet to see the long-term effects of what that non-fully developed shinoid that they created. We don't know what the effects of it's going to be, and I think a lot of it is the health problems that we've been seeing a lot of people having recently. That's why I brought it up. No, so y'all, we are agreeing of that. Oh, we good today. Everybody agreeing on shit. Well, shit.
Hey, I think Jericho gave up on us earlier.
Jericho?
What you say?
My sister not here to help me, so I'm gonna just sit back here and sit my drink.
I got one for you, Jericho, that you should be able to agree with. You ready?
Hold on. This is your baby's mama's sister.
Oh, no, we were...
Cousins, friends, cousins, mothers, dogs, favorite segment of the show. After that.
Okay, so yay, ask more. Okay, so the question I was going to ask, or the comment I was going to make, you know what I'm saying, didn't have nothing to do with the ask the bar, but since we're asking the bar, is there an etiquette for masturbation? Is there a way you should do it? Is there a way you should you know, handle yourself in doing it? Should you seclude yourself? What should be going on when you're masturbating? What are the masturbation etiquette and rules and procedures to masturbate?
Well, first of all, you asked if you should be secluded. Depending on the situation.
Okay.
You and your partner is into that type of stuff, and y'all doing that in front of each other. Yeah, you know, whatever. But if you actually, if you should do it in private with other people that don't want to be a part of whatever you got going on, yes, you should be by yourself. There should not be another person able to access you if they are not your significant other. You lock the door. Lock the door. Alright? But, man. I mean, taking care of yourself. Is there a time limit? No. It's you. You can't disappoint you. You only looking for that thing.
Yeah. Rub one out.
And honestly, probably the quicker the better, because then you just wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's one of those you got time to relax type things, but shoot, you might be getting it out the way right before you can, you know, go out or whatever. And you know, shoot, it all depends. Listen, all I'm saying is, do you however you gonna do you, bro.
Is there etiquette? Like you said, do you? If you feel like you want to be by yourself, be by yourself. If you have a significant other, you can, you know, do what you do for your significant other. But do you, whatever you like. That's why it's called masturbate. It's up to you. You're the master. Major for sweetie.
You're the master of your basin. Hey, that was a bar. That was a bar. Yeah, that was a bar. You're the master of your basin. Okay. Well, this is what I think. Well, because for me personally, you know what I'm saying? Masturbation is more of a strategic thing for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't... Hey, come on. No.
You take yourself on a date?
Do I take myself on dates to masturbate? Yeah, nah,
I'm just saying. You
say
it's strategic.
Yeah, it's strategic. So the strategy is, let's say, for example, if I am going on a date with a young lady and I don't want to seem so pressed or, you know, too horny or, you know, I ain't trying to do too much, I'll rub one out real quick. You know what I'm saying? Just so I can actually focus on the date. You know what I'm saying? And not on and not on the butt. You know what I'm saying? If I got shit to do, let's say, you know, I got some work I need to do and I'm a little backed up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to rub one out real quick just so I can focus on the day. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is I use masturbation as a tool to focus. You know what I'm saying? It's a tool of focusing for me. It unclouds me temporarily so that I can focus on the task at hand. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not judging you, Larry, but this is merely from the observation of what you said. But it sounds like you'll be a lot.
Hey, man. Let's
when
see.
I wake up.
Tuesday at 2 o'clock, Thursday at 5. You know what? I try to rub one out occasionally. Let's say that. I'll rub one out occasionally. Let's say that. And hey, Sean, let me ask you this.
No, pause. It's over now.
nah, we got time. Hey, nah, we got time. Hey, Sean.
Episode is over.
Hey, you be doing that joint standing up? How you doing? You lay down? You court yourself? How you do it? I'm just saying, is there a proper way to do it?
No, you do what you like.
Listen, it depends.
Okay, talk to me.
It depends on how I'm feeling.
So if you feel like laying down, you're going to lay down and make love to yourself.
So, if you got to get secluded, you might be standing up.
Yeah, real quick.
Listen,
yeah, I just stand over the toilet, so that way I can do an easy cleanup.
This is my comment. Right?
Okay.
So if it was a situation where you weren't being the master of your bait, you was either going to do it laying down, stand up, however that butt came, was how.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I don't know if I quite agree with that because I don't really like laying down, dog.
But if the situation called for it.
What?
So you got to think about it. I need a visual.
Larry, you're at your people's house and you got to stay in the living room on the couch. Y'all sleeping on the couch. And get up and get water in the middle of the night. The kitchen right there. You won't get a little stroke. Nope. Like that. All right. So you gonna tell me you ain't gonna get in?
Hey,
you up in the living room. If you are, boy, you are.
This is my question.
Yeah, I duck off to the bathroom, bro, because I need a visual too. So you know what I'm saying? I like to, you know what I'm saying, get a visual too. So when I hold my phone, you know, laying down holding your phone, you know. there's a chance that you could drop your phone on your face while you're doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to drop my phone on my face. And at the time I drop my phone might be the time that I need that visual the most. You know what I'm saying? It might be.
Lay on your side.
I got a question.
Oh, what's up? What's up, Jay?
You said you don't like laying down, right? Is that just during masturbation or during intercourse?
Oh, no. Intercourse, I'm laying down, standing up, flipping upside down. I'm doing whatever I got to do on that. When I'm getting butt, I'm getting butt, baby. But when I'm masturbating, I just go ahead. I like to stand up, man. I stand up, rub it out real. Because I don't, it's not a time-consuming thing for me. Like, 2 minutes, 2 minutes might be too long, depending on the content I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying? I need a minute 30 to 2 minutes because I ain't out here trying to be out. If I'm a master of my patient, I ain't out here trying to. I ain't trying to be here all night. I'm trying to get this shit out of here, and I'm trying to go here about back about my business. You know what I'm saying? I ain't taking my time. I ain't out here making love to myself. I ain't ooh-weeing, dog. My visual is women who spread their cheeks open, and I'm going in.
Start loving on yourself.
All right, y'all. And
that's been a review. We appreciate y'all for following us over the years. We would try, but the channel will take it down by the time you see this. God bless y'all. It's been real. Thank y'all for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, it was a nice run, man. We tried to make last as long as we could, dog. We tried. But we can't talk about bullshit all the time, bro. So one day, we're going to have to get down to this real shit that's going on in the world. The
only name right here is L. Dottie, L. Dottie, L. Dottie, L. Dottie.
You know the bad problem, L. Dottie? We ain't going to get to that because you made sure we got canceled tonight. So listen, if you're listening to something, I call blast here at the Bar Live Barcast, the podcast that probably won't last. Shout out to the Barcast for all the great content. And we want you to subscribe.
You?
Subscribe.
Yeah.
And
subscribe.
You here at the Bar Live Barcast next time.
Hey, man, remember, you're the master of your bation. Remember that.
Go ahead and press the end. Thank you. Very inspiring.
No, I am the master of my bait.